Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Saturday morning, March 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Kello Construction wins SBCA Award for Fire Resilience Remodel. Kello Construction, based in Santa Barbara, California, recently won the Residential Remodel Award from the Santa Barbara Contractors Association for its stunning, resilient home project. This award recognizes the project's exceptional craftsmanship and innovative construction techniques, specifically designed to address the aesthetic and practical needs of a fire-prone environment. With a focus on fire-resistant and sustainable building practices, Kello Construction's project stands out for its commitment to safety, durability, and environmental sensitivity. By integrating visually attractive materials capable of withstanding California's unpredictable climate, the company showcases its ability to create beautiful, resilient living spaces. This award highlights Kello Construction's dedication to redefining residential remodeling standards and pushing the boundaries of what is possible in home construction.
New method for bicyclo-1.1 pentane ketone synthesis. Researchers in China have developed a new method for the synthesis of bicyclo-1.11 pentane ketone, a bioisosteer for benzoyl groups that can enhance drug properties. This one-step, visible light-induced process operates under mild conditions, achieving moderate to high yields while tolerating oxidation-sensitive substituents. Despite being redox neutral, the reaction requires stoichiometric TBU-OOH. This approach offers a streamlined strategy for incorporating bicyclo-1.11 pentane ketone into pharmaceuticals, potentially improving their efficacy and compatibility. The study highlights the benefits of replacing benzene rings with bicyclo-1.11 pentane derivatives in drug design, with the new method offering a safer and more efficient alternative to existing synthetic approaches.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.